Welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It's presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge. This week, excited to sit down with John Hook. John is director at Premier Biosource, California-based company. And John, welcome to the podcast.
Well, great to be here, Gary.
Making a big investment in Indiana. We want to talk about that in a moment. But first of all, give us a little bit on your background currently at the Ramona, California-based company. You're going to invest about $7.5 million in a new facility in Northwest Indiana, the Rensselaer area. Talk about your background and how you got to where you are.
I grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago. I'm a city kid. And I fell in love with agriculture through my grandfather. And my parents, we come from an ag family, but mom and dad took a detour into education. Dad was a band director. And so I fell in love with agriculture by visiting my grandpa's farm, and then fell in love with pigs through my high school years. And I got a degree in production agriculture and spent 20 years with a great Indiana company, Belstra Milling. And left Belstra in 2017 to start Premier Biosource.
So you're a great example of the fact that city kids actually can fall in love and make a career out of agriculture.
Well, I think it's agriculture is a great option for a career. And yes, that no matter what your upbringing is, it's a great option and it's a great fulfilling career for anybody.
We talk about that a lot on this podcast, and that's talent and the need to get more, especially to get more young people in agriculture. And the fact that there are so many incredible opportunities, really, in agriculture in a whole variety of types of jobs. How important, in your view, is it to get that message out to people? And is it beginning to happen, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, agriculture is undergoing right now a digital revolution. And so I always talk about the worker of today in agriculture is different than the worker 30 years ago. And so our education system here in the United States has done a great job of promoting it and training people. And so no matter what your background is, it is a great vocation that has many, many opportunities.
Premier Biosource, really interesting company. Again, investing in Indiana with your, your second production facility. Talk about the whole business model behind Premier Biosource.
Premier was started in the late 80s, and it is truly a family farm. If you want to put it in those terms, the Bausma family has operated there in Ramona, California since the early 2000s in selling really human models or models for human research, pigs for human research, and has grown the business there in Southern California. In the mid-2000s, they took a presence in Southern Michigan with a small depot to service the East Coast, and demand for the product and the pig has become a successful model for human disease research and cardiac research and things like that. And so the Bausmas had the need to expand here in the Midwest to reach some of the East Coast customers, and that's what prompted the move. The sons came back to the business. There's three boys that are involved, so the growth has prompted the move to Indiana.
We're going to talk about your investment in a moment, again, with the model, because you're producing pigs for a very specific reason. This is specifically for biomedical research and product development.
Yeah, we have two types of breeds of pigs, and one is a Yucatan breed. It's a very rare breed that at 120 pounds has symmetrically similar size organs as humans. And so the Yucatan, its growth can be manipulated through nutrition so that a pharma company or medical device company can do some long-term research on that pig. Yucatans are also attractive for xenotransplant for growing human organs, which with some of the latest genetic engineering and genetic CRISPR technology is opening that door pretty fast. The second breed we have is what we call farm pigs, which would be pretty traditional farm pigs like you'd see on any other regular farm in the United States. Those are used for short-term research. There's a couple of different product offerings and a couple of different purposes around the pigs that we produce. The pig genome is very similar to humans, which makes it attractive. And through some of the genetic editing technology, we're able to get closer and closer to producing organs for transplant.
Fascinating. Now, in terms of the investment in Indiana, again, this is your second production facility. You chose Rensselaer. Talk about that process. I assume you looked at other locations. What attracted you to Rensselaer and the investment here in Indiana?
I think Indiana's business climate is very favorable for companies like ours. We had looked at Illinois. We had looked at Michigan because we had a presence there. And, you know, the tax structures and the zoning laws and those types of things were very favorable for Indiana. Rensselaer is within 5 miles from my home, so that's pretty attractive place as well. And then there's also some family from the Bousmas that is close proximity. And also the access to labor and qualified labor, feed, crops, that sort of thing was also a factor in choosing Indiana.
Premier BioSource really exemplifies kind of the ag bioscience cluster. Great example of that convergence between ag innovation, human health, medicine. Do you think we're going to see more of this type of innovation and advancement going forward?
Yes, I do. You know, 20 people in the United States die every day waiting for organs. And the next frontier is this growing of human organs in animals. And there's 113,000 people on the waiting list. And so the ability of an agricultural entity like a pig farm to have this higher purpose of saving human life is one of the it's a marvelous convergence of ag and biotech. Mm-hmm. And you know, I often said throughout my career, the pig is kind of the gift that keeps on giving, not only food, pharma, and now potential for human organs.
As you look at technology and innovation, all businesses thrive on that. But what are there other kinds of technologies or innovation important to your business? Data-driven content technologies critical. What types of future innovation do you think will matter to you the most?
This facility is a very unique facility, and it contains a air filtration system that is unlike any other farm, and I think in the Midwest at least, or in the United States. And so we've got a HEPA filter. It's called a barrier facility, and we've got a HEPA filtration air handler that filters the air, filters disease out. And we also have employed some animal science technologies. We've Caesarean-derived this herd to eliminate cross-contamination through the birth canal and things like that. And so we just got done with a round of panel tests, what we call, for disease, and we have probably one of the most unique herds in the United States, if not the world, where we're negative to most of the major pathogens. Wow. And that's very important for human farmer research. And we are employing some labor management technologies too, and employee tracking and things like that as well. And so data is going to be real important, both from a animal science standpoint and from a human performance standpoint.
You talk about pharma companies, life sciences companies. I don't know how much you can talk about it, but in terms of your customers, who they are and the types of customers that you have.
Sure. We have about 130 customers throughout the United States, and without mentioning names, it's all the major really pharma and health and specialized hospitals and companies that are producing life-saving technologies for humans. Yep.
You touched on this a minute ago, but I want to come back to it. And that's Indiana has a lot of assets, especially in these clusters of industries like the life sciences, technology, the ag biosciences. In your view, the business climate is a positive, but what is Indiana doing right to get these companies, increasingly these companies, to want to stay here, invest here, or relocate here?
Yeah, I think the incentives, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation has been a tremendous asset to us in incentivizing our presence here. The local Jasper County officials, zoning boards, and plan commission has done a tremendous job paving the way for high-tech agriculture. And I guess we had a vision too when we presented this to the community, because we wanted to be a good neighbor and we wanted to provide an irresistible place to work. We wanted to provide great jobs, And for the most part, that was embraced by the community, and we're starting to hire now. I think we've got our third employee, and we'll probably end up with 20 by the time we finish. And it's been a great relationship both with the state and the county.
John Hook is a director at Premier Biosource, a company investing $7.5 million with a new technology-driven operation in Jasper County in Rensselaer. John, thanks for joining us on the podcast this week. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for having me,
Gary. All right. And thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast, a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And before we sign off this week, a reminder, Agrinovis has opened up registration for its 2019 Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit. That is November 20th. To learn more and to register for the November 20th Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit, just visit agrinovisindiana.com/summit. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.